All right, we're getting it again. The Comic Book Trap House gang is back. Let's go.
Me and Ready like drinking the same thing. What do you got, Ready?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Oh wow, what the hell?
That's weird. I know mine is non-alcoholic, but what do you got? What are you rocking?
Actually, a good friend of mine came over and she left a half a little bottle of Alizé over here.
Oh, okay.
So I'm dusting it off.
Nice.
I've got a little bit of green apple Alizé mixed with orange juice right here.
I haven't had that in a long time.
Yeah, me either.
Cognac.
Yeah. All good, though. What's going on, gentlemen? How's everybody out there? What's everybody else sipping on out in Comic Land?
What you got, Vic?
It's in the cups.
Regular seltzer water.
Watermelon. Ah! From Kroger, a grocery store I grew up shopping at all through my youth. The great Kroger. They got some good Kroger store brand sodas over there, too. I like it. Big King. Uh-huh. Super Dave.
It's got some water.
There you go. I'm the odd man out tonight. I haven't been drinking any alcoholic beverages for the last several weeks, but hey, I'm having a little taste tonight.
What's going on? I've got a glass of electrolytes that I need to refill, some Gatorade.
All right, it's all good.
We're all doing a lot of sweating today. Got to put the potassium back in me.
Yeah, we're all having our good refreshments like we usually do. Shout out to everybody who's joining us already in the chat. Let's get everybody up in here. I'm gonna set the little thing off on Instagram. Let the people know we're here. What's good with it though, man? How was everybody's book week? Did you make it out to the shops? Did you go to the warehouses? Were there any cons in your cities out there? What's going on? What's going on in that comic world?
Got some mail call in and a few back issues.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I went back issue hunting.
Good.
Good. So just got like that.
Nice. You know.
Couple of mostly $2, but I should say $2.99. The motherfucker's trying to charge $2.99, but yeah, I got a few dollars in there too. So,
word, absolutely. How about yourself, Vic?
I wasn't able to grab anything from this week. Just whatever I came across this weekend.
No doubt. Like no doubt. Power Ranger thing. Ah, okay, right. Yeah,
you had. Oh, that's right.
They were selling books at the Power Ranger Con too, huh?
Yeah, it's vendor that was there called Rebel Comics.
Okay. Shouts out to Rebel Comics. Oh man, well you know, I definitely didn't make it to the shop for anything new in the last couple weeks. I haven't really been too interested in much of this new stuff that's been dropping. And, you know, I've still been pre-ordering, too, but even that's kind of slowed down because it's nothing really that's catching my eye. I'm getting advanced little speculative books here and there, but nothing really.
I was just online ordering stuff for, I think it's stuff that comes in August, and then it's like five books or something for the whole month. It's like, Jesus.
Yeah, it's getting kind of slim out there, man. I don't know what's going on, but I think the market's just oversaturated again. That's pretty much all it is. You know, I mean, if you look at Image, they come out with a new title, three or four different titles every week, you know, and new independent books. It's hard to keep up.
Yeah.
It's impossible. But my main focus was back issues. I got a lot of stuff over the last weekend. Shouts out to Bulletproof Comics here in Brooklyn, who celebrated their 30 years anniversary last weekend. Hank over there, big up to him. He's a cool dude. They had a nice little get together over there. But for members of the store, they offered 30% off all the back issues. So took a little time.
When you mean members, what do you mean? If you have a band there or something?
Well, no, they got store memberships, you know, different places. Okay. Like, if you're a member of the store, that every week on the new issues, you get 20% off. But
oh, that's cool.
For their anniversary sale, it was 30% off all the back issues and everything else, too. So it's good look. Spend a little time. I don't never really spend a lot of time digging in their back issues there. They've got a lot, but I usually just go in there and grab the new stuff and get out. But went over there, took a little time. Yeah, nothing crazy, but a few things here and there. That's Nasha, what's good out there? Tyrone Green, what's happening? Of course, Cliff Bravo, Rusty Metal, our brother.
Russ, when Russ went to Cali not too long ago, he came back with a stack of books and he showed them to me on the Marco Polo. But for some reason, he doesn't want to come on the show and show his shit. I'm putting you on blast, Russ.
We waiting for Russ. Russ always knows I want him to come on every week, you know. I just gave up asking him and shit. I'm just gonna start sending him the link.
Well, he don't gotta come every week, but he got books to show. This is
man. It don't even matter, man. You know, people just feel you feel the presence of the Rusty Metal. Just come through the show. We don't have to have books. But it's all great. It's all salutations to everybody out there. We're all family. Yes. Thomas Chino, 3D Warner. What's good?
He says you want to come on.
He's not a member of the Cool Kid Club.
Hey, 3D Warner needs to come on here and share some of his cigarette pack covers.
Wow. Yeah, that's dope. We should. Hey, we always said we were gonna have our fan appreciation night. And just invite a lot of our regulars to just log on and talk some shit live on the air. So.
It'd be like, this is a first edition Newport.
Marlboro Ghost Boys.
Yeah.
Unopened pack from 1972.
Yeah. This is a throwback Marlboro cover. It's mint.
Batman, what's good? Everybody in the house, man. I think what about let's just run through the obvious shit that we always talk about right quick. I know I got a lot of books to show, man. The TV stuff everybody saw. What was it Ms. Marvel fucking
and Obi-Wan
and the boys?
And the boys.
The boys. Out of all three, number one right now for me.
Oh, easy. Definitely.
Coming in second place for me. Ms. Marvel.
Really?
Yeah.
And third place now, dropping down with Obi-Wan. I mean, not because it's a bad show, but just the combination of different things has just...
It seems like they're kind of... They didn't really have an idea for the show. It's just kind of fizzling out. It's like, hey, how about they go here now? And they can chase him here. Well, how about here now?
It's getting real diluted, man. It's like a soda after you shake it up too much and then you open it and it's like all the fizz is gone and stuff.
And the craziest is the troopers still can't shoot shit in the future with laser guns.
Yeah, I mean that's been an ongoing joke. It's been an ongoing joke of the store troopers forever, but that they can't aim and they don't shoot that well. But I mean, come on. I mean, they've taken it to the point in this series to where it's like it's not that they can't shoot. Their guns just don't have any effect on anything. And neither does their armor. That chick, there was one scene where that chick literally did some Larry Moe and Curly move on two stormtroopers with her hands and knocked them out. She slapped one of them in the face while he's wearing stormtrooper armor. And he was just like out cold. And I'm like, this is it. This is where I get off the boat. Right at that scene, right there. But
I didn't expect old girl to get killed in that last episode though. That was kind of I thought she might last a little longer. Is she still alive?
By the way, though,
Vader, she's gonna slap Vader the laser out of the way.
He even put the sword down and was just evading her with the dark force, like fucking sword around without even touching it. That shit was hard.
It had its moments. Not to say that it was all fucking.
Oh, and the ship. When he brought the ship down.
Yeah.
That was cool. That was probably the best part of the show for me.
Darth Vader,
that showed the extent of his power right there. Like, I bring this whole shit. That wasn't a small ship either. It was a big ass ship.
He blew the sides off like, pow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was definitely dope.
Dave Collect with the new bike rolling through the city.
What up, Dave?
Shout out to Dave Collect, man. Yeah, glad you got some new wheels out there, man. Make sure you get a nice big industrial lock for that motherfucker too.
He wasn't playing. He bought two of everything this week on his show.
Word. Nice.
Word up. All right, man. What else?
Miss Marvel.
Nothing new, right? Miss Marvel. Miss Marvel, let's talk about her because episode 2 is out. And, you know, it started off with something I didn't really appreciate at first until I had to kind of, you know, let it bake in. And now I'm definitely a fan, man, especially after episode 2. I don't have anything bad to say about it. And I anticipate next week's episode.
Yeah, I like it. I definitely geared, of course, again for the kids and stuff, but or not maybe not young adults, I'll say.
Yeah,
geared toward young adults, but I like the way they're putting it together, and yeah, it's pretty dope.
I like the way they emphasize the culture. They're very true to it. Great exposure on that, and then of course the effects and the graphics is just. Exciting the show. It's very colorful. It's very alive, you know.
It
takes you back to the days when you could watch a show that's, you know, built for that age generation and still make it fun to watch.
Right. And the young lady, the actress, Imani Vellani, what was her name? Iman Vellani.
Yeah.
She's nailing the hell out of it, man. She's a great actress. She's killing the role.
She's good.
Everybody's doing a great job. The dude's playing her father.
Father, Pakistani family.
It's
kind of funny.
That's the only place. It's the only spot I can get a curry from out here in Salt Lake is Pakistanis. So shout out to him.
Yeah, you're right, Victor. The comedy isn't cornball. You know, it's lighthearted, but it's well written. You know, it's not just stupid. So they're doing a great job. I like
not some Moon Knight comedy.
Yeah. So far, I definitely, it blows Moon Knight out the frame easily in 2 episodes. I'm definitely enjoying this more than Hawkeye right now too. So this is moving up in the ranks pretty quickly. It's a pretty good show and a sleeper. I definitely wasn't expecting it. They're making a lot of Miss Marvel fans out there to do.
I have my doubts, man. I have my doubts. I was like, oh, here we go. But no, it's good.
And trust me, as good as it's being received here in the States, this show is blowing up phenomenally overseas and other places. They're really embracing it. And what we're seeing here is just a real small drop in the pan. So it's a good idea to pay attention to Miss Marvel as a property right now, because this is only going to get a lot bigger. For sure.
And also, there's like a fan.
Yes, sir. That's what she said.
That's right. You got to keep me on point.
That's what she said.
I shouldn't expect that. It's like a 5-minute fan video about the show. So you get to talk to the directors and the crew and the cast, and also how they were mentioning that, you know, this is just a start of the series, and she will be, of course, you know, joining Carol Danvers.
Yeah. They'll all be in the Marvels.
They'll three of them, right? The Marvels.
Yeah.
Right?
Is that the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. July's looking good for movies too. You got Black Adam dropping and Thor, right?
I think it's August. August 7th.
July is Thor.
Is it?
July's Thor, yeah. Okay. So Black Adam and Thor, same month. It's gonna be dope.
It is dope shit. I would probably give more anticipation to Black Adam as, you know, just as an adult film goer. I don't know. Who knows? The trailers haven't done it for me with Thor, but that's not enough for me to judge anything at this point day and age. So I'm going to see.
Never know. The last Thor is probably one of the best Marvel movies there is. So
I thoroughly enjoyed it. And he's the same director. Taika Waititi did that one too. Yeah. Right? Yeah. So we're getting the real part two. For what we had,
they might be saving the good stuff for the screen. You know, they didn't have to do like Morbius and show you all the best shit on the trailer.
Not being negative at all. I'm just saying
there was best shit on that one.
It hasn't drawn me in, but not saying anything bad. We'll see.
I also read an article where that Taika Waititi is also doing a Star Wars movie, and it's going to be all original. It's not going to be based on anything that's been done already or before anything this time frame or whatever. It's gonna be totally
no Skywalker shit.
Yeah, yeah, just, but yeah. It don't come out to like 2025. So
yeah, a lot of stuff.
Plus he's that guy. They had that video footage of him making out with two of his two of his actresses and shit.
Oh yeah, Valkyrie and
yeah. Who's the other chick?
I think the other chick was like some singer or something.
Oh, some singer. Yeah, he's. He's doing big things.
Hey, fellas.
Shout out to that guy.
It says October Black for Black Adam. Has it been moved up?
Yeah, I don't know when.
I thought the trailer said July. I could have swore.
July's a little soon for Black Adam. I thought Black Adam was coming out like a little later than that, wasn't it?
I'm seeing October.
And how recent is that post? Is that pretty recent?
I have no idea when Black Adam.
June 10th.
Okay, that's got to be right then. Yeah, October. My bad, misinformation.
October 21st. That's when it drops.
Okay.
10 days for Halloween. Word up. All right.
Sweet.
There you have it. Summer movies, TV shows. Good stuff. It's not bad out there right now to be a nerd or a geek. We loving the world. We got all kinds of shit.
That'd be another good little video clip to have. It's just Ogre from Ridge of the Nerds just going, nerd.
Word, yeah. Exactly. I need to grab that.
Ogre.
Man. Big up to everybody out there. Hit that thumbs up button.
That Tosh.0 show.
Oh yeah, that dude, man.
At one point, he wanted to do a skit where he went to Comic Con in San Diego with that guy that plays Ogre and have him just go down the hallway screaming "nerds."
they would have loved it.
They wouldn't let him do it. It would have been
That's whack.
Well,
most of my friends probably wouldn't even know what they were talking about because they're too young. You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
So far, another recent show will be Sandman. That's coming out on August 5th on Sandman.
That's right. They finally gave a date to Sandman after teasing us with that trailer all the time ago.
I'm not familiar with the character.
We're not
talking about Spider-Man Sandman, right?
Nah, Sandman from DC. It was a series with Neil Gaiman. It's like they were trying to capture death. But they ended up capturing like dream, all the different emotions or whatever. Like they have like the manifestations of real beings. You know what I'm saying? Like, so these
priests. So they were able to catch the Sandman.
They were trying to catch death. They ended up catching dream, and it just kind of goes haywire from there. Mm. But it's deeper than that. I just gave it a
sounds
real
dope.
Preschoolish description of it right there, but I didn't read the whole thing. I just kind of read a little bit of it. But it goes very deep, branches off into all kinds of shit. So something it's definitely worth reading into. Get a little advanced knowledge on before it drops.
Yeah,
good stuff. A lot of stuff still coming out. Netflix, Prime. Yeah, we talked about the boys, right? We get the boys. That's one thing I look forward to after the show every Thursday. I get to wake up in the morning to a new boys episode. That's gonna be ill.
Tomorrow.
I hear they're gonna be
somebody getting splattered.
Yeah, they'll be introducing a character who is loosely based on Stan Lee in the comic known as The Legend. I think it's supposed to be introduced sometime during this season. I think his first appearance is like in issue number 7. But it's a dope show. It's Carl Urban getting it cracking. Billy Butcher. All right, man. Let's look at some books, man. I don't feel like wasting any more time. We got a lot of books here. D Strong, you weren't with us last week, man. We missed you, brother. We're glad you're back.
Yeah. I will show books if you'd like.
Let's go ahead and drop some.
Okay. Yeah, I got, like I said, older stuff. And then I splashed one in here that's not really old, but it was one of them reprints. But.
Well, you know what, though? Before you get started, one thing that we always got to let them know, before we get into the real hefty, beautiful part of the show that everybody came for, we're always and forever sponsored by our good peoples, Donkey Balls.
Like that beat. Yeah, wonder if his dad produced that beat.
Shouts out to Click. All right, yeah, my bad. Let's keep it moving with these ills.
Okay, so this is just a repress of a classic comic, but Silver Surfer and Spidey.
All-time classic.
Yeah, but it's $3.99. When I first saw it, I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, that's a fact.
Oh, nah.
Oh, shit, they put a $3,000 comic in here.
Yeah, it's a facsimile. Exactly. Always catch me slipping with that. But I've got some cool covers with cool heroes fighting each other on them. So Captain Marvel.
That'd be a good battle.
Thor versus Captain Marvel. Today dies the sun. So yeah. Well, it's the original Captain Marvel. Marvel.
It's Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
Yeah. Yeah, he died of cancer, actually. It's crazy. Grabbed a fan. I saw a Marvel Fanfare. I want to try to collect all of those. So it was a Doc Strange. I'm not sure who that dude is in the back.
Nightmare,
maybe?
No.
Then there's someone else, too, silhouetted. Is that Infinity, maybe? I don't know who that is.
Eternity?
Maybe I should. Eternity, I mean. Maybe I should open these up and read them sometime instead of just fucking putting them in a box. Another Silver Surfer introducing Morg the Berserker. So, yeah, he's going head up with this dude named Morg.
Absolutely.
Gross. That dude looks like he's got cancer.
He's got
the radiation.
It looks like he's had syphilis for 67 years. And that's what happens when you have that long. This one actually, I think, is a key. Yeah, first appearance of Lair. And I believe that's who Thor is fighting on the cover. I'm not familiar with who Lair is, but.
Oh, yeah, I got that one.
It's him.
That's a key.
And what is that? 386. So Thor's got so many in that original volume. It's just crazy how far they went in with that run.
Yeah, I think they almost got to 500.
Well, for instance, here's 448. Thor and Spidey on the cover. Kind of a nice. Cool cover. And then this chick. But yeah, 448. So yeah, they went deep on that volume one. Be great to get all of those, but shit, luck for that. Thor 405 with the Nihilus, battling a Nihilus.
What was it? Probably like last year, some dude sold Black Cat Comics he had a whole run of Thor.
Well, volume one? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wow. So Nihilus 408. I guess I was a little Thor heavy this week, but
nice though. Nice.
All good. Thor, and I believe he's battling is that Absorbing Man, who's part of that group? I forget the name of that crew, but they got Asgardian weapons or something.
The Wreckers.
The Wreckers, yeah. And is that the Executioner? Yeah, the part of the Wrecking Crew, probably.
Oh, yeah, they did tag team on him.
Beating down some gremlin-looking thing. Oh, and I grabbed this one. This one was a little more. And then I ended up looking in my box and found that I got a copy of this already. But
yeah, it happens.
But I paid $5 for it. But it's the probably paid too much. But it's the death of Green Goblin, and it's a foily.
Nice.
Got to snap some foilies up.
Yeah.
But I already had one too. I didn't realize that. It's cool.
I'll take two.
This one's actually got a better spine than the other one does. So
trade the other one off.
Yeah, there you go. Then I got some Spideys. Marvel Team Up Spider-Man and Black Widow.
Oh, that's nice.
Another Peter Parker, Spectacular Peter. This one's kind of that's what she said. this one's kind of beat down, but it's I think the first appearance of Rapier, maybe, or it's introducing Rapier. I don't know. Kind of a corny looking villain.
The Rapier.
I've got a sword. Oh, and he's battling him with a sword too. I just seen that. Okay. Spidey knows damn well he can just wrap him up in webs and be over.
If you're a villain, and your name's Rapier, you better be into raping or
something. Oh shit! Oh man. Okay. This was cool. I like Doom, Dr. Doom, and the Sinister Red Skull. Supervillain team up. So.
Nice.
And Red Skull's got some kind of space suit on in this one.
Yeah, Red Skull's a little out of his league right there.
Yeah. Well, they're both kind of in that evil genius. But I know what you mean, though. Power-wise.
Yeah, space and shit.
We remember in the HeroClix, Dr. Doom was hardcore.
Yeah, I remember that game. Yeah, he was.
He was like a 200-point guy, and Red Skull was like a 50-point guy.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Marvel team-up. Another Marvel team-up. I know Reddy's want to get all those. I would like to, too, as well as the fanfares. But Spider-Man and Daredevil.
Nice. What number is that?
That is number 73 going head up against the Hands of the Owl. Yep. Called it. And last but not least, another Marvel team up, number 60, teamed up with the beautiful Wasp, Spider-Man and the Wasp.
Nice.
And, he's catching a mean left hook, though, from somebody. Oh, Yellow Jacket. Excuse me. And that's it for me. And then I got Cover Combat, which is heroes or villains who don't wear costumes.
Crazy. That's right. That was a dope-ass week right there, though, man.
It was cool. I like doing the back issues. It's more fun, bro.
Yeah.
That Marvel team up thing is a real mission, man. I can appreciate your eagle eye for those out there, man. Mm-hmm. I know. Shouts out right quick to my boy DJ Eclipse out there too, because me and him have been on this Marvel team up hunt for
trying to close it out, huh?
This is from a couple of days ago. He texted me this picture right here. He found a whole gang of Marvel.
Go single screen real quick so I can see
that. Oh, shit. My bad. Yeah. the picture's going to keep turning, but he found a whole gang of them and sent me his picture. But on this particular checklist, I pretty much had all of those. But it's all about, you know, helping each other out in the hunt, man. That's what we got here for. It's a community. But that was a dope find, man. Let me see. I'll drop some. What we got over here. One thing that we didn't mention, though, they came out with some information about the new Into the Spider-Verse movie. Shouts out to Miles Morales. Shouts out Brooklyn, New York. The next Into the Spider-Verse movie, they've finally announced who the villain is going to be, and it's an obscure character from back in the day, Spot. But you know I was happy about that because it blew up my favorite comic book title of all time, Peter Parker, The Spectacular Spider-Man. Y'all already know how I feel about that series. I've already conquered 1 through 200, and I'm going to get 200 through 263 and just cap it all off soon enough. But definitely all the Spot flavors are right there. You got issue 94, which introduces him as a cameo. You got 97.
Nice, I got that one.
These were all from way back in the day. Of course, the full appearance right here. I really picked that one up. First cover appearance here in 99.
Yeah, you said him, you like see him nowadays.
That's special issue number 100 with him featured right there, too. A lot of Spot goodness. These books are on fire right now.
But, and the Spider-Verse is going to be just a part one, too, huh?
So they're splitting it up into two different parts. So we'll get part one first, I think, next year, and then not the same amount of time after we'll get part two.
This December, right? We get part one?
Oh, is it this year? Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
There you go. It's coming soon. All right.
Food stamps in the building.
I got some new stuff that came in and some mail call from last couple of weeks releases, but I'm not even going to show that shit. Who cares? We all seen that new stuff, and it doesn't matter anyway because those books are just whatever. Let's look at some real shit.
Oh, damn. It don't come out till June of next year.
Okay.
So
okay.
A year away still.
Oh. Well, you can take a rest, Miles. All right. We found some dope stuff. Like I said, most of this stuff comes from the local pawn shop, you know. I encourage y'all to take a look in nondescript places that don't really concern themselves with comic books for comics sometimes, you know. We say it all the time. Comic book stores, conventions, sometimes are the worst places on earth to hunt for comic books. You know, find nothing but people selling them who know exactly what they got. When you go to places like pawn shops, you go to places like garage sales, yard sales, shit like that, you're not necessarily dealing with comic book dealers or knowledgeable comic book people. You can come across some stuff, different prices that you would never get in those other scenarios. You know what I'm saying? Just broaden your horizons on the hunt. That's all I'm saying. Some of these come from a pawn shop here, and some pretty decent keys were found, you know. But for a buck a piece, you can't go wrong. They don't really care what they get in there. People just come and dump off a bunch of shit trying to get paid. Some of it might be stolen. Some of it might be, you know, desperation driven. Whatever it is, I'm in there to snatch that shit up for a buck. Let's see. We've got some. I'm just to some of the better stuff that we found up in there. This was a pretty cool little key. Marvel, Captain Marvel number 21. This is from volume 4.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one. That's one where he's like all blue.
Yeah, you got the first appearance of Big Mother right here. Some ill stuff. This was a nice find. There are a lot of these oversized DC Vertigo mini one-shot graphic novel type books in there. And I picked up a couple of them, but I'll show this one. It was kind of interesting. this was actually printed in a British magazine originally, but then they reprinted it here in the States with DC Vertigo. Rogan Gosh.
Rogan Gosh.
Real dope. British.
That artwork is really captivating right there. It kind of caught me. And like I said, this is an oversized book. I looked it up. It's pretty rare. It's a little in demand, you know what I'm saying? So went ahead and grabbed that for $1.
Nice. Never even seen it.
Yeah. This was a dope issue number 11, The Darkhold. It's an ill black, matte, all black cover right here for Darkhold.
Yeah, they had a few different with the envelope thing. I have Spirits of Vengeance, I think, like that.
Ah, okay. There might be a few different variants with that type of style. That's tight. All right. You know how we get down right here, the West Coast Avengers.
There we've been
snatching those up.
Wonder Man coming soon.
We always like our booty shots. Somebody got the nice booty shot of
Valentine's Day cover special.
Garlic Witch right here. West Coast Avengers number 44.
He's like, you must be penetrated.
This is actually the first cameo appearance of John Walker, U.S. agent, in this issue. Dope stuff. Nice one, fam, for another buck. This is like the third copy of this I found. I always grab certain little keys. And if you're for a buck, go ahead and grab it. You know what I'm saying? This is the Ultimates, Ultimate Comics, the Ultimates issue number 30, right here. They depicted a scene from this in the Endgame where Tony Stark's got all the Infinity Stones and tried to wield it.
Right.
All right. X-Force annual issue number 2 right here. Dope shit. This is the first appearance of Adam X. He's a mutant who can turn your blood into boiling water or make your blood boil or poison or some shit.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that's pretty ill power. I'm sure they might fuck with him a little later. But this was kind of a cover by... I've never seen this before. I thought this cover was crazy. Ultimate Extinction, number 1.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
Yeah?
I bought that back in the day when it first came out. Yeah, I think it's like a Galactus, like an Ultimate Galactus.
Yeah. That cover is bananas, man.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'll go ahead and grab that. But, yeah, I'm not too sure about the story, but I'm glad you know about it. That's good. All right, this was a pretty dope one right here, too. Another one in the vein of those oversized DC one-shots. This is some alternate universe shit. The Shogun of Steel. JLA. Shogun of Steel. Sort of like a Shogun version of Superman is what it's looking like over here. But it's dope. Like I said, it's got some size to it. And
it's like they got the Dark Knights of Steel. They got the Shogun of Steel.
Yeah. And I've never seen that one before. But, it's another pretty hard to find one. Good stuff. All right, another good one for $1 right here. I found it been back to some Marvel. Sensational She-Hulk. You know she's hot right now because everything that's going on. Issue number 57 right here. This is actually the first time her and the Hulk battle face-to-face.
Nice. That's a good one.
Yeah. So you know they'll be attacking that subject matter come August or whenever the show comes out. Sensational She-Hulk.
Domestic violence.
She doesn't transform back into... Like, does she stay that way or no?
Yeah, I think at some point she just says fuck it and she stays as the She-Hulk, but and still, you know, calls herself Jennifer.
Like the new series she's in, she can go back and forth, but she mostly stays She-Hulk.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
This is a dope Dark Horse Comics right here. Terminator Endgame, crazy cover. Issue number 1 of 3.
Dark Horse.
Doing what they're going to do with the Terminator franchise next.
You know, it's been a while. That's a good thought, Vic. Something's coming. You know that.
That last movie kind of sucked.
Oh, yeah.
One with Sarah that we brought back, Sarah Connor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's something I never heard of. I actually had seen this character before. I'm not too familiar with it, but this is his first solo series. Axel Pressbutton.
That's his name, Axel Pressbutton.
Mm-hmm. I remember him. I never understood like his body. Like,
it's weird. Yeah, he's like cyborg type maniac. I don't know too much about him, but I've heard of the character. That was the first solo series, so I figured I'd grab it for $1. I've got a couple of Fantastic Four keys right here. Issue number 347 of Fantastic Four. This is actually the first team appearance of the new Fantastic Four, which is Wolverine, Spider-Man, Ghost Rider, and Hulk all together as the Fantastic Four.
Wow.
They have a new series coming out here pretty soon, I think.
Oh, okay. I
mean, new Fantastic Four, same characters.
With the same lineup?
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, what is that lineup again? What is that lineup again?
Wolverine, Spider-Man, Ghost Rider, and the Hulk.
Grey Hulk.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, I guess they don't have a genius, but I guess Spidey is a genius. So.
There you go. And This is the first team appearance. And, of course, here in issue number 348, we get the first cover appearance of the new crew.
Dope.
So, yeah, like, property coming back, like Dave said. It might be a nice little chance for something like this to heat up.
Well, that is going to be Joe Fix It.
X-Factor, issue number 10. Another one of those 25th anniversary borders.
Yeah, I have one of those.
This is actually the second appearance of Apocalypse.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, good stuff. Oh, Star Wars. Hold on. I'm not done. We're here for books.
I'm not done. Yeah.
We're here to look at some books, right? This is a nice independent one right here that I thought kind of was a good chance to take. Midnight Mass by Vertigo, issue number 1. These are like some paranormal investigators who guard the doors between like life and death.
Huh.
Or something to that effect.
Yeah, it
has interesting story all over it to me. I'm kind of interested in checking it out.
I like that Vertigo weird stuff.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I gave another chance to this kind of off the wall but ill monochrome type cover effect. This is Image Comics Zero. Not really too familiar with it. But that was another random dollar try. Another in that same vein, DC Vertigo Face. That cover art is real dope. I mean,
yeah.
At different distances, you could see different things appear.
Yeah, a lot going on.
The artwork, there's a lot. It's layered. You know what I'm saying? I truthfully just saw another face looking at it this time, but I didn't see the first few times I looked at it. Dope cover.
A real painting.
A lot of layers to that, man. So I'm interested in seeing what's on the inside. Also from DC Comics, the Speed Force, issue number 1. We get the first appearance of the Speed Force here. Crew.
Very cute.
Yeah. Yeah. Little cheesy looking.
Nonetheless.
You got a nice little mashup key right here, the Incredible Hulk versus Superman.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
This is a little bit oversized cardstock cover book also.
It's awesome.
Looked it up. It's not too cheap of a book, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that Pawn Shop Love right there?
Pawn Shop. These are Pawn Shop books right here. These are all dollar Pawn Shop books.
Wow.
You know? Down the street, I saw some comics in the window, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, hey, you know what? I bet you there's a lot more than just that in the store. And there were. There was about 14 short boxes of amazing shit. And
I don't know if I told you, but I did get a call from a shop that I had told I want books if they come available. I went to go check them out. They're trying to get internet prices. I was like, you guys are crazy. You got worked.
Turn around. There's a lot of pawn shops in the city. Here we go. Some more DC stuff. Batman number 489 right here. Batman 489. You got the second appearance of Bane right here.
Nice.
Trying to figure who he's joking up.
And in this issue, Azrael becomes Batman also.
Yep.
All right. Another dope Batman. I found a few of these in dollar bins over time. Everybody does. This is printed like hell. Number 497, the issue where Bane breaks Batman's back.
Oh, yeah.
I'll stop getting those out of dollar bins at this point. Jesus. 498, right after that. Another Bane cover. He grew a lot. He grew significantly from issue number 489 to 498.
Steroids.
Yeah, it's that venom. I think it's called venom, right? It's the stuff that he puts in him.
Oh, okay. There you go.
That's like the you look at The Rock when he was wrestling, and you look at him now, and that's the same difference.
Yeah, true indeed, man. Blew up. All right, this was a nice 1 in 25 variant found for a buck. U.S. Avengers issue number 1.
I love that.
Oh, great!
Nice.
1 in 25 ratio.
With Ross on the cover, right?
Nah, it's actually a different character that came right.
Oh, that's not General Ross.
No. Okay.
Oh. There he is. It's a dope variant. Don't leave that sitting around for a dollar. It's just there's a couple of random Avengers volumes. I think this is like Volume 4, Avengers number 1.
Oh, dope. Squad.
Like random 90s looking covers. Got the Heroic Age, New Avengers issue number 1 right here.
Nice. I've seen that one pop up on Key Collector here recently.
Oh, yeah. I have to look into that. See what it do. Avengers Forever. I've been finding a lot of these recently. Only because I've been not just getting the regular covers again. I've been finding these strange connecting back covers that I'm trying to. Huh. I think there's only 4 or 5. I don't know if they all go, but this is issue number 1 and 2 of Avengers Forever, Volume 1, with the weird little time travel back thing. So we'll see if I can grab all of those connecting covers. All right, keep it moving. Alpha Flight Annual Number 1. Books. Dropping some books. Let's see. Let's keep them going. This is a nice find for a dollar. Daredevil Deadpool Annual 1997.
I'm cool.
Domino look like she catching a withdrawal unless it's Typhoid Mary. Typhoid Mary.
Who the hell that is? Nice
typhoid. It's a typhoid, huh?
Okay. She looks like she's getting withdrawal now.
I only need one more to complete this 5-issue series. And I found issue number 5 here of Silver Surfer's miniseries.
Nice. A lot of metallics going on.
Word. Yeah, that's a real electric cover right there. This was a real dope find. $1. This is, I think, a 1 in 75 variant, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh. Wow.
Ultimatum issue number 5. This is a black and white. 1 in 75 incentive variant.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Just random stuff, you know what I mean? That, you know, you normally would just page by in a bin, but gotta take a little time, man.
I would have took that one.
I would have grabbed that too, just because the cover is dope.
Yes, sir.
Take a little time. Oh, kids, about that one. All right. This one completed an old school series of mine, issue number 4 of 8. This is the only one I didn't have, was issue number 4 of House of M.
That's hard.
Went ahead and completed that mini series for $1. I was wondering if Dave needed this because I've definitely seen you show these on the show before.
Yeah, I got that one and the other one. I need that other. I think that's what 1 and 2 I got.
Red Skull Incarnate. Issue number 1 of 5.
Yeah, all the covers are dope like that too.
Okay.
Yeah, had that on Russian constructivism style.
Ah, there you go, Vic Vega dropping that knowledge of art wisdom. All right, some Ill Nova. Let's get to these Novas right quick. Y'all know we're not fucking with, not fucking around playing games with Nova, especially the old Volume 1.
Crush. Oh, nice.
This is issue number 8, A Man Called Nova. First appearance of the Xandarian world mind here. All right.
Cool.
Moving forward, we got a little more Nova, issue number 9 right here.
Nice.
Damn, found them early ones.
More Nova, issue number 13. First appearance of Crime Buster.
Crime Buster.
Crime Buster.
Does he bust crime, or does he try to do crime, and he's just a buster at doing crime?
Oh, is he a buster? Okay. Yeah, never did a crime buster.
All right. Call up Crime Buster's hotline.
Issue number 2, we get the first appearance of Comet.
Looking flashy.
Issue number 22 of Nova. Those are good ones to snatch up. We got a further down the line volume of Nova here, issue number 1.
No.
Sam Alexander version. We were looking at the earlier version of Nova's Richard Rider. Who knows which one will end up in the MCU, but one of them coming. Further volume of Nova here, we got issue number 2.
I love that art.
Nice. Yeah. I got a few of that series.
Oh, yeah? I'm wondering if I have issue number 1 to this. I gotta look in my collection. I'm not too sure, but I found also issue number 3 going head up with Penance.
Man, he kills those covers.
Yeah, these covers are crazy. I'm not too sure who's doing it.
I know he did some Iron Man as well.
And one more, Nova.
Yeah.
Issue number 2 of 3 of the Annihilation. Nova, sick. Crazy ass art right here on that.
Yeah. All those Annihilation books have badass art.
Yep, including Super Scroll Annihilation cover right here.
Backing up.
Issue number 1 of the Super Scroll. He's got the scrolls coming in Secret Invasion. All right, let's get back to this West Coast Avengers. You know how we do with that. But me and Dave haven't been fucking around with West Coast Avengers lately. We've been killing them.
It's a race to see who can get them all.
Hey. Issue number 2 in the first 4-issue limited series. Cool. I already got a couple issues of number 1. So I grabbed up issue number 2.
The guy's name is Blank.
Yes. Grabbed up issue number 3.
Dope.
Do not have issue number. You got issue number 4 this day of the 4-issue series?
I think so. I think I found the whole run.
There you go. Dave knocked it down already. All right, from West Coast Avengers Volume 2, issue number 10 right here. This is the first appearance of Headlock. First appearance of Headlock.
First appearance of Pennywise.
Headlock.
Yeah, his costume looks crazy.
Keeping it moving. Issue number 15 right here, West Coast Avengers.
Nice.
More books. Chat room, where y'all at? Talk to me. West Coast Avengers, issue number 20. Sands of Time. They're coming out the Sarlacc pit and shit.
She's been popping up on the Moon Knight series a lot. Not the series of show, but the comic.
Oh, Tiger?
Yeah.
I can't believe they haven't done a Marvel Star Wars crossover.
Yeah, that's weird, right? Yeah. Something like that. Yeah, you're right. They're going to milk it one day. As soon as they all both start tanking, then they'll bring them
together.
X-Men 92, number 1. I just grabbed this up because they're coming back with that X-Men 92 TV show pretty soon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be dope. This is a nice find. A reprint, Marvel Milestone Edition. They did a bunch of Marvel Milestone Edition comics, but this is the reprint of X-Men number 1. Definitely the closest I'll ever get to owning X-Men number 1.
Right. Never know these pawn shops, man.
Hey, you're right. I'm on a hunt. Who knows? Let's move it to some X-Men. Number 287 right here. This is the issue where Bishop joins the X-Men.
Yeah, I definitely have that one.
Classic.
You gotta have, everyone should have that one.
Uncanny, 287. You know how we get into our X-Men keys? We had already knocked down pretty much all the hundreds.
Yeah.
Here we have issue number 312, first appearance of the Phalanx.
Oh, get into the 300s now.
300s. Uncanny, dropping them. 317. Let's keep it moving.
Speaking of like big runs for volume, I think that went well into the 500s.
Yeah. Yeah, they kept it moving. Thank God they didn't just reboot and stop the legacy numbering. We got a nice big number with X-Men. Issue number 317 right here. It's the first appearance of Blink and Skin.
Blink and Skin.
Blink and Skin. That's like a whack 80s punk rock group.
Yeah.
All right. X-Men, the second volume, issue number 17.
My guy Colossus.
Word up. No cover right there. Oh, this is a nice find. Nothing too crazy, but it's good to find. I always wanted this one. I never had it. I've got a bunch of different copies of it, but didn't have the actual one I wanted. This is the X-Force number one. Still poly bag. It's not too hard to find, but finally found the one with the Deadpool card inside.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool.
You got two cards in there?
Yeah, there's a Deadpool card, and the other one's, I don't think the other one's a character card, but it's like some other info. Oh. But, yeah.
Nice.
Still sealed. This is the fifth X-Force number one I got. Oh, X-Force. Yeah,
X-Force. Yeah, you got right.
It's like one of 3 million.
Bishop number one. Solo series.
That from the same series that had the metallic covers, or that's a different value?
Yeah, I think this is. If I'm not, this might be a variant of that series. I'm not 100% sure. But that's it. I'm not going to beat y'all in the head, but there is one more set of stuff I wanted to show that Let's came from that pawn shop in a dollar bin. Funky Spawn stuff right here. Spawn number one.
Damn.
Right.
Dollar bin goodness. Pawn shop shit.
Looks like it's pretty decent condition, too.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yeah, there's a lot of those out there, but it's still going for like $50.
Yeah, there's plenty of spawns out there. Mm-hmm. It's not hard to find, but it's rare to find for a dollar.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Don't play, y'all. Here we got Spawn issue number 61.
Nice.
We got the first appearance of Jessica Priest in this. Later becomes the She-Spawn. And don't get me to fronting like I'm a big Spawn reader, because I'm not, but I appreciate these Spawn covers. McFarlane's one of my favorite artists, and I got mad Spawn comics, and they're all strictly cover by.
Yeah,
you would think I was the biggest Spawn fan in the world. I don't know shit about him. All right, 76. Spawn. This was a dope find right here. It's not a cheap book, man. Spawn number 77.
Oh, bro. Yeah. That inspired a tattoo that I have on my left shoulder, but the guy didn't do it right.
Oh, no shit. Oh, yep. We got to see it. First cover appearance of the Wings of Redemption Spawn right here. The Wings of Redemption Spawn, ladies and gentlemen. Issue number 82.
Oh,
I think I remember somebody showing that on the show before.
And this was pawn shop?
Pawn shop, dollar books. Issue number 85.
Down at the
bro, anytime pawn you shop. Find spawns for a dollar, bro, it doesn't. It's all good. All of it.
And these are some juicy issues too, man. These books in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, up to the hundreds. You find valuable comics diced in there, man.
They are. Books.
Spawn.
Oh, that's
issue number 86.
Filling up.
Issue 86. I'm gonna cap it off right quick. Spawn issue number 100.
Oh
yes. Yeah. I was bugging off that one. I wonder is that the original or the variant?
This is the regular
that's original. Cover.
Y'all okay, showed me so variant on that before.
I have a variant, yeah.
Yeah, the variant's Alex Ross
cover. Right, the dope ass Alex Ross cover. This is the regular A cover for issue number 100, and the significance of it is it's the death of Angela, but it's the reason that she killed off is because they lost the rights to her. This is the last Angela comic Image before she went over
before
to
she went on to Marvel,
and then they sold her. They just did whatever. They just pimped her after it went to Marvel.
Nice.
All right, I got a lot more, but I'm gonna stop right there.
That's good fucking shit. Huge, bro.
We got a lot of collections.
So yeah, let me show you that whack tattoo, bro. See?
Oh yeah, let's put the comparison up to the Wings of Redemption.
Oh bro, I can't even hold on.
Oh shit.
Anyway, you tried.
There it is.
Ah, son of a.
Okay, all right, hey.
Close yeah, he tried.
Close enough.
But the dude that did it, I think he messed me up on purpose because the guy who did it was his biker out in Venice Beach, and my boy took me over there. It was like, yeah, he'll do cheap work, you know, he'll do it for a good price, and I was drinking. And he had this big ass Nazi flag over his fireplace.
Oh shit!
And I was like, and I was drinking, and I was like, bro, why are you a Nazi, man? Why? And he was just like, he was just digging that needle into my fucking shoulder, bro. I was just like, But yeah, he fucked it up on purpose.
Wow.
That's what you do. You never talk shit to your tattoo artist.
Or someone
don't even don't.
Or
yeah, don't even drink. Or someone's cooking your food. Yeah.
Yeah. If the food's no good, just leave. All right, man. That's like I said. There's more to show, but we're gonna say that for next week because I know we got more to look at. Vic Vega, you ready to put it down? Sure. While I light up this.
I was just cracking this open.
Bakes. I heard you eating something.
Big old bay season sunflower seeds. Okay, I just dusted off a bag of pumpkin seeds. We on that vibe?
Oh, I love pumpkin seeds too.
Good and plenty. Oh, you got the money.
Watch that Jurassic Park movie on Tuesday. Pretty good.
You don't even smoke weed, and you got all kind of munchies going on over there.
Yeah, come on, drinking.
Yeah.
Oh, before I show the books, I just want to show this poster I had on.
That was a Spawn shop.
Yeah.
Oh, dope.
Dope.
He does all his art on his own. He was selling the clothing and the pinups. He'd like to be on the show too. His name they call him In Your Face Art.
You got some dope shit.
Yeah, he has a lot of stuff. Like really intense detail.
Afro Samurai was my shit too, man.
He definitely knows how to get down on the art too.
Yep.
So I just wanted to give him props, and we'll probably see him soon. He gave my nephew a free LeBron James pinup that was crazy. So I missed this one last week, and I asked him to hold it for me last week, so I picked it up earlier this week. Which is the magazine size Black Label Aquaman?
That's crazy looking.
3 or 4 called Andromeda, a dark thriller. It's also like
that's
gloss and satin as well.
Those rings, he's throwing out the call to the creatures or something.
Right. So there's like an alien, something from the from space that comes into the deepest seas of the world where all they say extraterrestrial ships sink. There's like no life form down in that part of the Earth in the Pacific. And the ship's name is Andromeda. It's a secret mission where they're trying to make contact with it with several selected specialists in that ship that just met while they were assigned to that.
That kind of makes sense that he would be dealing with aliens. Because if you're an alien, you want to hide out. You want to hide out in the ocean. Because
Aquaman don't even know what's down there. As far as what came from space, and of course, Manta wants to find out. You know what's down there too for fortune, because he's a pirate.
Right.
So I actually bought this for Batman so she could try reading something other than Archie. this came out last week as well. Potions, Inc., issue number one. Supposedly some type of magic stuff gets stolen from his family's magic shop, so he has to try to retrieve it all. You know, shit like that. Let me get that down there safely so it doesn't get messed up. So these were two books that I grabbed from the the Power Ranger Con, and the name of their comic company is called Freestyle Comics. So they had this series over here called Vigilance, and also invite them to the show, and they'd love to show up, you know, pop up and talk about the stories. They got a lot of books up, actually. They got a lot. This is Hot Shot issue number one, and they have about 15 issues up already of this one.
Oh, nice. So
first one, nice. Of course. You know, autographed, two cool dudes. So I just wanted to shout them out and thank them, you know, for signing the books, and you know, we'll be in touch. It's just a couple more. I didn't really get it in this week. The Curse of Brimstone, issue number two. Interesting character.
Yeah.
I'm going to grab a few more since, you know, get them in those bins.
I don't know. So I don't know much about the character, but the covers are always great, like you said.
Yeah.
With that.
Sometimes you'd be surprised. You'd be like, okay, you know, I'm glad I picked that up. Black Orchid from Vertigo, issue number 13, I believe. Like Reddy said, you know, they always have those cool covers.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's dope.
And usually the stories are always really mature, esoteric. Bentlem. It started with just a couple of covers because I thought it was cool a while back, and then I realized like I'm finding one here, for the love, you know. So it's making no complete. Like I might complete it sometimes. So Nick Spencer's on it, you know. So they always got those creepy, crazy looking covers.
Yeah, that's pretty really crazy.
Yeah. This is like the best cover I've seen all year. Like the artwork is
you
like,
got a freak yeah. Cover, right?
No words for the artwork. Look at all that detail.
You got a freak that shit.
Oh yeah.
I got a blank Du Bois cover number 7 this week. I was thinking about sending it to you.
You know what I'm gonna do? I already got like 2 or 3 different ideas, so I should have grabbed 2 or 3 of those. It's gonna be unique, and you're gonna recognize the reference point for something. Okay, so these three right here, I think, were the ones I was most excited about. Captain Marvel, issue number 23.
Oh, dope!
Go back.
So he's fighting Boogerhead.
Guys on the same page with the old school Captain Marvel.
Yep. Like D Strong always says, when you see that Marvel Comics group at the top.
Yeah, that's the OG.
This one is Amazing Spider-Man, issue number 113. Doc Octopus is back, but it's known to be the Ramada did the cover. But this is the first appearance of Hammerhead.
Nice. Early ASM, now you're talking.
Yeah, so this one would have been worth 70, but it's not in the best condition, so it's worth about $10.
Shit. Still, it's but great.
Still, yeah,
that's great for the collection.
Hell yeah, those low grade keys like that, man, all day grab those motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah. So first appearance of Hammerhead, I'm a proud owner of that. This one's not bad. All it needs is a heat press. This last one right here. This is the Uncanny X-Men number 161, which entails the origins of Magneto right here. I believe this one was about $50 or 30, some shit like that. It's not 30, it's probably.
Oh, yeah. You know, we love our X-Men keys in the hundreds.
Yep. Yeah, so I thought that was a cool find right there. And so it was a pretty light, you know, light week. That's not good that stuff, I ain't though. Stuff this week. I just had to slow my roll because of the Power Rangers, you know,
spending. That's super tight. That was good shit right there. You can't go wrong when you strike keys like that, man. And I'm glad you showed that that first appearance of Hammerhead. Low grade keys are definitely something not to stay away from, especially when you find them at good prices. You know, if the shit still got the cover on it, you know what I'm saying? It's good to go, as far as I'm concerned.
And the Amazing Spider-Man is just like the X-Men. You find them in the hundreds, you gotta snatch those up all day. Oh my
god! Yeah, exactly. Don't leave shit like that around. Just don't do it, especially for no $10, man. First appearance of Hammerhead, the fuck out of it.
Yeah, I've been on my it's kind of fun finding these back issues now. You know, I don't mind putting up a little bit of extra bucks.
That's what it's about.
First occurrences or something.
Hell yeah, books that have value and will gain value. And you know, they're worth something down the line, you know. Assets. Man, beautiful shit. We're not stopping right here. Let us know in the chat what you came across and any good finds during the week. Anything that we might be missing out on.
Tino found some shit.
Secret locations. Put up all your secret locations, especially if you live in New York City. Let me know where to go. Snatch them up. And that's just what it's about. Shouts out to Nasha. She's got a birthday coming up this weekend. This Sunday.
Happy Barn.
Word up. Oh, shit.
You, Nasha.
All right, Dave. What you got?
Some more heat. We still got some more heat. Super Dave. Let's see.
I've got some new stuff that came in the mail. Something is killing the children. 23.
Yep.
Dope.
Yeah, I got my T-Fall with that this week, too.
Cool. I think we've seen this one already. Moon Knight, number 11.
Yeah.
Hourglass.
Okay.
Department of Truth, 18.
That's awesome. I think we got the same box.
Yes, that's what she said.
This one is just
good night, Mike.
Nasty in an uncomfortable way. Ice Cream Man, number 30.
Oh yeah, I got that one. Oh, we got the same box.
What is that shit?
We got the every book you show right now is the same box of deliveries I got.
Wow,
that's so that cover is crazy up close.
Yeah, it's just wet. And nasty.
Huh.
Ghost Rider number 3.
Boom.
Oh, that's crazy. Big ass semi, right? With teeth.
That's crazy.
That's kind of cool. Wolverine patch number 2.
Huh.
Tight. That though, her and that other character is interesting. Russian.
Sorry.
Super tough.
On this one, because you know how on the Gleason covers for Spider-Man has called like the webhead variant, whatever.
Yeah.
This is a Strange number 3, and when I ordered it, it was supposed to be the Gleason, and it had some other kind of name for it for like the mystical variant or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they fucking switched it to a Peach Momoko cover.
Ah, be damned.
So
motherfuckers.
Strange number 3.
Yeah.
Trash.
Nah, I'm not feeling that, yo.
Are they gonna send you the one you're supposed to get or no?
Well, no. He's not making the variant cover. She got switched to her.
Oh, I see. Big.
So yeah, this I didn't see what the cover for this one was. I just seen it was Ozaki variant on this. I actually got two of his covers. I didn't like the A covers or whatever, so I took a gamble, and they both turned out really good. So this is Darth Vader number 23 variant.
Ah, nice.
Nice.
And then Punisher number 3, the Ozaki variant.
Oh, that's out already?
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah. Man, I'm glad you showed that, too. Y'all don't sleep on that new Punisher series out there. It's only on issue number 3, and I would highly suggest you go back and just get the whole thing if you haven't started it.
Yeah, I think it's only going to be 5 issues.
Okay. Because there's some things happening in here going forward that are going to be pivotal as shit for the Punisher.
Moon Knight, Black, White, and Blood, number one.
Let's see which one you got.
Tight.
I like that cover better than the one I got. I grabbed the Pachala one.
I took a flyer on this one, too. I didn't see what the cover was going to be like. I think the artist was like Scarecrow Oven or something. Scarecrowven, something like that. It's like one word. Venom number two, Lethal Protector.
That's hot.
Yeah, that's tight.
That's it for new issues. For back issues, of course, got the sensational She-Hulk number 13.
Oh.
Oh, great.
Look at that posture. Look at he's trying to take that box.
Yeah. Hard. Number 22.
Okay, you're nailing them down.
This was a great one to find right here. Number 23. Got it all just censored out.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Well, she's like, step away from her, guys.
Right, like they gave us some a damn.
We're about to start scissoring.
With the Mickey.
This is What If Volume Number 2, 19. What If Vision of the Avengers Conquered the World?
All
right. Tight.
And I see. I paid $7 for this one. This is a variant of Star Wars Episode 1, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
There you go.
Okay.
Good shit to have right now.
Young Ewan McGregor.
$10 for this one. This is Star Wars 106.
Boom.
Wow.
I think it was the first appearance of her. And then finally, $10 for this one also. This is Star Wars King Size Annual number one.
Yes. Very good shit right there.
Dope.
Killing the game. Your Star Wars force levels have been increasing lately.
I know. I found these little Oh, I got one more thing, actually. Hasbro had a sale where they had like certain figures. If you bought $75 worth of stuff, they'd knock 40% off.
Nice.
So I bought four figures, but only one of them came so far. The other three on their way. But this is G.I. Joe Classified Series. This is it's called Prophet Director Destro. But this is like, what if Destro was a pimp? He's got he's got the cheetah skin cape. He's got the necklace.
He's got
the shades. His money's on
like
fire.
Destro, how?
He's got the gold briefcase.
Yeah, cheetah print. That's crazy.
That shit is crazy.
Look at this dude.
Wow.
He got the pimp stro.
He's even got like a cheetah print fanny pack.
That's the living your best life, Destro.
that's my act of the week.
Nah, that's tight.
Reminds me of an old rap line I had. It said, "Nuts of steel, Destro testicles." But yeah. dumb shit.
But, that was some incredible finds, man. We all did some pretty amazing jobs last week. I see. I said I got more to show after that. And more to come this coming weekend because I know a couple of sales that are going on. So it's that time of year, you know. People back out there. More stuff is open again. So catching up. That's just what it's about.
Summertime.
Let us know in the chat what you found.
Nice.
But you know how it goes. After we show the books, after we have all the fun, we come out with the knives come and out, the guns. Man. To cover combat.
Clothesline off the top rope.
You see it at the bottom of the screen. Tonight's cover combat is best characters who don't wear costumes covers. Characters who don't wear costumes. see how it goes. Shouts out to D Strong for tonight's theme. We shuffle the cards like this because we
shuffling.
Just kind of randomly decide who's going to go where.
All right, I'll close my eyes. Might have been the one to stop. Call it.
I have to actually do it. So
go ahead and stop. Whoever
says to stop.
Collaborate.
There we go.
Oh shit!
There we have it. Tonight's
no
order.
No closer for me.
Tonight's order. We finally got the full crew back again tonight, going full steam. Last week was pretty fun. We had castles, I think it was. That was a nice cover combat.
How'd that work out anyway? You have some dope covers or what?
Well, I mean, you know, I know you weren't about to ask who won. Who's going to win tonight?
Me. So you won, Dave? No.
Word. All
right.
Tonight, you see, like we said, best characters who don't wear costumes covers. Try to say that 15 times fast. Yes. Yeah, that was dope. Yeah, I remember that from last week. Mm-hmm. Castle Grayskull. That took the cake out of all the castles. Mm-hmm. Castle Grayskull.
Yeah, I thought that would be one. Definitely be one.
That killed the game. All right, yeah, Vic, don't try to fucking show winners from last week. Start trying to get kudos for this week. You know, nothing from that strike that from the record, people. Strike that from the record.
Strike that from the record.
You're out of order.
Fake news.
Yeah. I haven't cleaned up yet, so it's still around the desk.
Word. All right, we got three rounds. Tonight's theme, characters who don't wear costumes. D-Strong is in the first spot. Are you ready to set it off?
Yes.
Let's get it.
Round one, fight.
I feel like this guy doesn't wear costumes because he has different outfits a lot on different covers. But I had to go with issue number 100, the special double-sized anniversary issue, Hands of Shang-Chi.
There you go.
And he's got, I mean, you see him in the corner dressed like that, which you see him a lot. And then, you know, he's got this on. So he's just wearing his Chinese stuff.
His workout clothes.
Yeah, it's just some Chinese stuff.
Yeah, I could agree. He doesn't really have a costume. He just gets out there and kicks some ass.
Start putting feet in mouth. But Marvel Comic Group is actually a decent. Oh, and then you got this on the back. Remember this advertisement?
Oh man,
204 Revolution War. Yeah, for fucking $2. No, $2.98.
I had that shit.
Oh, word?
Oh. Yeah, I definitely had that.
I never did. Yeah. Dope. Anyway, my round one.
There you go, round one. You're getting a little pixelated over there, but we were able to.
Yeah, my favorite was, you know, when they replay like cops or like 80s camcorder footage.
Yeah. Yeah, you like
that's how it was.
Yeah, so that Bigfoot footage. Bigfoot, you got Bigfoot setting on there.
Am I still looking like that now or no?
Nah, it looks it's cool right now.
Okay, all right. Okay. I'll move slower. I got to do Bionic Man slow.
Right. Let us know what you think about that in the chat. Getting it started right there, though. Characters that don't wear costumes. Moving right along, though. Vic Vega, let's go.
Round one, fight.
I'm going to go with this one. Round one. Here you go. Oh. I'll go with my man Scumbag.
Oh yeah.
Right.
I guess he's a hero or a villain. I don't know. He's both.
Yeah.
He is.
Maybe he's a hero when he brings a giant bag of coke.
Whoever has the best offer. He switches up right away.
He's a villain when he when he takes all when he sucks up all the coke. So
it depends what party you're at.
What's his name?
Yeah,
what's
his name?
Ernie.
Oh, he's just scumbag. Okay.
Ernest, right?
Ernie.
Ernest. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Turney.
I gotta catch back up with that.
Ernie Ray.
Shit is mad.
Oh, Ernie. Man. Ernie.
Great series.
Yeah.
Great series. All right, there you go. Chat room.
Scumbags.
Let us know about that. He don't wear a costume. He just got his scummy biker fucking vest on. Probably stink.
Yeah. Stained and with all kinds of feces and bodily fluids.
Yeah. All right, moving on.
Sweat in round hot water. Warm water.
Round one, fight.
All right. I'm going to go with this one. Characters that do not wear costumes. There's no way they can make a outfit for a tree. Groot.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, that's a good call. Didn't think of that.
Mm-hmm.
Groot does not wear a costume.
Nope.
Still, he does not.
Unless you consider leaves, branches.
No.
Bark.
That's just bark. What he's made up of.
Yeah.
He got a tattoo. Look at that.
He basically cut neck together. Basically, doesn't have
it's
any.
A good
clothes.
Little twist. A little there twist on.
No costumes.
I like that.
Never has worn one. I don't ever want to see Groot in a shirt. That'd just be weird. All right, let us know what you think about that in the chat. Moving on. Round one with Dave.
Round one, fight.
All right, going with the Kingpin.
Ah, there you go.
Ah, I knew he would come up.
There yeah. you go.
He's always dressed to impress.
That's yeah. He's got his finest Don Johnson line on.
Yeah, right
yeah. He's exactly. Just trying to relax, and Spider-Man's fucking with him.
Or in Montana.
Dope.
Nice.
Dope. Kingpin. Definitely a choice selection. Definitely a choice selection.
All right. Hold him up, huh?
Yep. Let's see tonight. It's round one. Right quick. Give us your feedback in the chat. Let us know what you think. For round one, costumeless characters. Dope. Dope, dope. Dope, dope, dope. All right. Let's keep on trucking. Round two, D strong.
Round yeah. two, fight.
Well, I'll go with the 1 in 25 variant for Conan the Barbarian, number one.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That's a field cover.
Definitely considering that.
Lord.
So. Obviously, he doesn't really wear any outfits. He's just barbarian style.
Yeah.
Whatever fits the next day.
Doesn't, covers the
nets. Doesn't have,
whatever
doesn't have a lot left. Of blood on it.
Word.
So this doesn't have no, this one doesn't have any body parts on it. Let me put this on.
Word. So dope shit.
This one's Conan, full of intestines. I can't wear this.
Another good entry for the costume character. All right. Big Vega, ready for round two?
Mm-hmm.
Round two, fight.
Go with one man. House of Slaughter.
Okay. Big going independent, rocking the independence.
Word.
Damn glare, man.
Ernie Slaughter.
Yes, sir.
Ernie Slaughter. Josephus Slaughter.
I forgot his name, actually. That had to be issue number 6.
Probably like Trent or something.
Billy.
That's tight. Very tight. Comment. Let us know What you think about Vic Vegas round two? Right there. Moving on, round two.
Round two, fight.
Right. Characters with no costumes. Who don't wear costumes. Never wear costumes.
Aaron Slaughter. Okay. Had to get that out my chest.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Aaron. Yeah, you're right. All right.
Aaron
wears a costume.
Mm-hmm.
Can't. Silver Surfer.
No one's he's naked. Hero.
Butt naked.
Pretty much, yeah. He doesn't wear shit.
Oh.
No costume.
That's another good twist.
Very good. Butt naked roaming through space on a surfboard.
Yeah.
That's just how it's always been.
For just Silver living Surfer. The American dream.
Yeah, exactly. Just riding. All right, man. Shout out to Norrin Rad. Everybody out there.
Fucking
right,
Rad. You think they called him Rad because he's on a surfboard? Rad. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
We're in the Rad. Norrin the Rad.
Hey, Rad. He's so fucking rad. But,
All right. That's cool. Round two. We got one more. Let's see.
Round two. Fight.
Just going with some Luke Cage.
Okay. All right. Yeah, his outfits have kind of changed over the years. He had the 70s look for a while.
Yeah, you know, it's very common to see him dressed quite differently on every damn occasion.
He's usually just a shirt, pants.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't really have a real set look. That's very true. You know, he did that for in the early days.
In the 70s, he kind of had that yellow shirt. Yeah.
Yeah, but in the present day, he doesn't wear a costume anymore.
That was different. That was Luke Cage.
That was Luke Cage.
You know what?
Power Man.
But you know what threw me off in the chat, in the thread, when Ray was asking, you know, had they, you know, has a hero or character ever worn a costume? You wrote never. So he has.
Yeah,
so
I put never.
Disqualified a lot of characters.
Touche.
Right.
Touche. There you go.
Well, that was Power Man. This is Cage. Yeah. I don't know if you guys don't understand him.
Vic Vega has thrown the flag down on the ice.
No, yeah, it was never.
Vic Vega's calling for a replay.
Shang Chi wears a costume too.
There you go. All right.
You said Shang Chi wears a costume?
Mm-hmm.
No.
He wears one.
Okay, well, look. Okay, then explain it right. Explain. You got him in the corner like that with his shirt off with the thing, and then he's rocking that. So there's no set costume, bro.
He has a costume now. You said never.
What costume does he have now? You talking about that new improved shit?
The green pants and the red slippers and the 10 rings. Let's see this right here.
Fuck that movie, bro. Fuck out of here.
Vic Vega has called a red flag here. He's calling y'all
so.
Out. He's calling y'all out.
I'm gonna change his name to Vic Hater. Fuck that. No, it's all good. Like I said, I don't care. I don't care about this.
Yeah, let me go to the judges. All right, let's see. Where are we at?
All right, Conage.
Are we
Oh, we done, right? With the second round.
Oh yeah, that's the second round.
Final round.
That is the second round.
There we go.
Costumeless. All right, final round. Let's see what we got here. The heat comes out.
Final round. Fight.
Oh shit! Ready already used it, and Day and someone used this one already. And okay, the Hulk. I guess he's got a costume, right, Vic? Because he always got on the purple pants.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah,
Bro, whoever fucking put him in purple pants on every episode, they were tripping. Anyway, the Hulk.
Nice.
There you go. Let us know what you think about that. Costumes, characters. Coming at you from every angle. Vic Vega, is he scrambling right there for a final round entry? We shall see, because here we go with the final
round. Final round, fight.
I need to finish doing this basement, man. Everything's just...
Need a big character, don't get kidnapped by Ezra back there.
Yeah, that dude. Holy mackerel.
Oh, shit.
Fonzie's
Fonzie?
He always has a leather jacket on.
Fonzie
always got the leather jacket and jeans, man.
He definitely had a cut. He had the exact same clothes on every single time.
They thought he was so damn cool he never had a change of clothes.
Just snap his fingers like, shit.
That's my round three.
Happy days, man. I never even knew they had a comic. It's dope.
There you go.
They got comics for everything.
Word.
Yeah.
I Happy never saw days. That one, though. The Fonz. That was one of my favorite shows as a kid.
Henry Winkler.
I'm sure they got probably a fucking House on the Prairie comic.
Yeah, Green Acres.
I hated that show.
Moving on. Final round.
Final round. Fight.
All right. Characters don't wear costumes. She doesn't really wear a costume. Jessica Jones.
She's won a costume.
Nope. When?
She had the blue and white one. They didn't even make fun of it on the Netflix show.
Okay. I guess we're all a little over our heads here.
I think all my characters are born with regular clothes. Suits and fucking jackets. If I wouldn't have read that text, I wouldn't have took it so literal.
Yeah. Well, you just showed Fonz, who definitely had a costume.
Yeah,
same Fonz fucking clothes every time. It's a costume. If you go to work every day wearing the same shit, everybody start talking to me like, "Oh, here come Vic in his goddamn costume."
Wearing the same shit every day,
and that is their costume.
He had no choice.
Character on a show, and they wear the same outfit every single episode. That's a costume.
He had a different pair of jeans once.
You know what? We got one more entry for tonight's cover combat.
The Ralph Mouth intervention episode.
Fight.
I'm going with Blade. He just kind of wears pants and a jacket.
Yep. Vic, any argument there? I mean. Who's he fighting? A Russian?
Yeah.
There it is. Vic?
Tactical gear.
All right, let's put up the final rounders.
Tactical gear. Passes.
Matter of fact, we can let them see everything. That's it. We can give them the whole shebang. Give them the whole shebang.
Yes, sir. That's what she said.
Conan and Shang-Chi.
There we go. All right. Another one bites the dust. Another cover combat. What an incredibly exciting one it was.
I've got two wild cards. I don't know if you guys got any, but.
Oh, yeah. Let's take a look.
I don't have any.
Well, I was on the same page with Reddy, Silver Surfer.
Woo!
From the Defenders, new stage.
He's gotta be wearing like silver underoos or something.
Hell yeah, he tucks it in.
That's his costume.
Yeah, he tucks it back, right? And then someone else pulled out a Kingpin. I forget who, but I had a Kingpin as well.
There you go. Of course,
So, okay, Wilson Fisk.
So,
and that's it.
Yeah, that's different clothing than what he had on with Dave. So that just goes to prove good, good choice.
Different styles.
Let's see.
Yeah, he basically wears regular clothes.
What's his last name? Who? I got you.
Former hitman trying to be a family man, but they looking for
Joe.
Black Friday.
Oh shit. I remember that. That's that one you said people go crazy on Black Friday or some shit.
They like the bad vibes bring out an evil force from below that starts coming in the store. Of course, I had a Kingpin as well.
All right.
Yep.
There you go. Three different styles for the Kingpin.
Mm-hmm.
Decked out.
Another House of Slaughter.
Okay.
Shame and Twitch.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think of that one. Yep.
Basket Full of Heads.
Damn.
Basilisk, she's one evil ass shit. I can't wait till the next issue comes out, see how that goes, because she, when one of them dies, they adapt the powers of the others, and she got a few already. Girl who electrified Tesla.
Is she a hero or a villain? She's kind of... Yeah.
Let's hurry up and get past your shit so we can get past you spitting them fucking nasty seeds into the cup all close up.
Righteous Death for Vengeance. What an amazing book. Gun Hope. Sexy Beast.
It's Gun House. It's Gun Honey. Gun Honey would have been good.
Last one is on Pearl. She's an assassin that works undercover in the salon.
Okay.
No costume. That's it.
No, just
it's definitely prepared.
If a prostitute costume is, I mean, that's what that is, but
I only had one Kingpin on deck to go.
Nice. He's dressed different too. You got on purple pants with a white jacket.
I got none.
Well, there you go.
All right. Well,
another amazing cover combat. Well, another amazing episode of the Comic Book Trap Pad.
Where are we at? 140 what?
Coming closer and closer to episode number 150 as we enter episode 144 next week. Only 6 weeks still to go to 150. Coming up, man.
We're going to crack that nut before the end of the summer.
I don't look at the calendar, man. I don't know.
Are you going to be in Utah when you do that one or no?
I might not be in America on
the
week for 150, but we'll have to see how that plays out as the time grows nearer. But whatever the case, we'll definitely be back next week. So y'all make sure you stay safe out there. And until then, keep knocking down some good books on the hunt. Let us know what you find out there on your own. Join us back here next week. Same time, 9:00 every Thursday. Check the archives. Hit that thumbs up button if you haven't already done it. Stay safe.